Commentator Julie Zicofus has been trying to figure out how to get rid of mice in her house and in her cars. An infestation, she says, can turn a normal vehicle into a mouse-mobile.
A hot summer day scraping the 90s. I've driven 18 miles down winding country roads to town to get a part for my car. I trade stories and laugh for a minute with the guys behind the counter who know my neighbors and recognize my name. As I walk out of the parts store and get back into the car, I see a white-footed mouse drop from the undercarriage of my Explorer to the hot parking lot pavement. In the bright and blinding sun, this little creature of the night makes its way tentatively across the cement. It holds its tail high and straight over its back, the international mouse symbol of fear. Mice in the car are a fact of country living. If you keep a box of tissues in your car, they'll be shredded into microscopic bits. If you like to eat peanuts while you drive, so will your car mice. Mice will do other things in your car that you wouldn't do, like piddle in your cup holder or chew your electrical wiring. My first mouse-mobile was a 1984 vintage station wagon. It was transportation at a time when I had none, and it was inhabited by mice. Every time I turned on the ventilation system, it had no air conditioning, bits of mouse nest, fur, tissues, seed fluff, and Lord knows what else flew out of the air vents and right into my face. It was not good. One July day, when I was 8.5 months pregnant, I was sitting at a stoplight, trying to survive without turning on the fan, because I didn't want a face full of fur and hantavirus, and I swooned and almost fainted. I drove straight home and told my husband that I was never going to get back in that car, and I certainly was not going to put our new baby in it. He traded it in on another the very next morning. We found out later that the new used car had mildew in the ventilation system, but at least it didn't have mice. A mouse had a litter in a fluffy nest in the false ceiling of my current car, which was one thing while it sat in the shady garage, but quite another when I drove it into town and left it closed up in the sun. It took me 3 months to figure out where the bouquet was coming from, and I did it by running my nose over the entire car interior until I zeroed in on the cloth ceiling. I'm pretty sure mice chewing random wires are the reason why this car's overdrive off light flashes intermittently, why my check engine light has been on for 8 years. It's better than any theory the dealers come up with. The lights flash merrily, yellow, red, and orange, then go out again. 169,000 miles and nothing's blown up yet. I watched the frightened little mouse hot-footing it across the parking lot. It reached the curb, tail still held stiff and high, and sidled along it, looking for somewhere, anywhere, to hide. It was all I could do not to run over, grab it by its stiff pink tail, and toss it back in the car. A hot parking lot in the midday sun is no place for a mouse, even one that chews manifold wiring, stuffs the air vents with Kleenex, and piddles in the cup holder. I hesitated, wished her well, then climbed back in the stuffy car, where a certain bouquet always lingers.
Commentator Julie Zicofus lives, writes, and occasionally transports mice around Whipple, Ohio. She is the author of the recent book, Letters from Eden. This is NPR, National Public Radio.